A girl who may have been planning a suicide bombing in Cameroon said she is one of the Chibok girls kidnapped in 2014. Cameroon officials received intelligence reports of three suicide bombers, all young women, crossing the Nigerian border into northern Cameroon. They arrested one of the girls before she could blow herself up. A second girl surrendered, and the third ran back to Nigeria. The girl who surrendered said she was one of the Chibok girls. The 15-year-old girl looked tired and in need of food. She could not tell them more about her time in captivity, or how she and the other girls were treated. In 2014, the terror group Boko Haram kidnapped 270 girls from a Nigerian school in Chibok. Experts believed they were taken to the Sambisa Forest, an area the group controls. People around the world protested the kidnapping. An international campaign called Bring Back Our Girls was launched. About 50 of the girls later escaped. Nigerian officials still do not know where the remaining Chibok girls are. Majiyawa Bakari is the governor of the northern part of Cameroon. He asked investigators to find out if what the girls said is true. Bakari said the terrorist group has changed the way it operates. The group has been using teenage girls to carry out suicide bombings in Cameroon and in Nigeria. I'm Christopher Jones Cruz.